W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
I'm really excited today to be doing another episode of BDA Baby, Before, During, After Baby. Last week's was so amazing and really fun with Lauren and Jason Kennedy. They talked all about their IVF journey, so we'll make sure to check back in with them and throughout their IVF journey, because that was something that you guys really asked a ton of questions about, and it was a topic that everybody really wanted to know more about. And so we'll continue that process. And I definitely also want to talk to more people who are in their IVF journeys, because a lot of you guys just talk about how that's such a refreshing thing to hear about, because it's not something that's often discussed openly. So grateful for them. Today, I'm so excited because I'm talking to my friend Lauren Evarts from The Skinny Confidential. And for those of you who might not know her or follow her, she truly embodies everything that this whole series is about, which is just being really open and honest about life before, during, after baby. And she has been really open about all those phases of having a baby. I did her podcast last year when she was, I think, just like the week before she had her daughter who just turned a year old, and now she's moved to Texas. So she's been really open, especially about body after baby, which was another really big topic that you guys asked a ton about, and how to deal with body after baby, weight gain, weight loss. There she is. I'll add her in. So we're going to talk to Lauren about that, because she just been really open about that and also about hormones. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? You're already dressed like a true Texan.
Oh my God. I'm just like trying to get situated in here. I hope that you guys can see me. Okay. Let's go over here.
Is this your new home?
This is not. We're staying at a hotel for a little bit while we move in. So we're in a hotel right now.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Congratulations on your move. That's so exciting.
Thank you. Congratulations on your baby.
Thank you.
Are you loving it?
Now I have to bring, Lila to Texas to have a play date.
Please, please, please. I have no mom friends out here, so please bring her.
Oh, good. Well, when the world gets a little bit more travel friendly, we'll make sure to do that. I know, but it's so crazy because I was just saying that the last time that I was with you was like the week before you, I think like maybe 5 days before you went into labor, and you were so pregnant.
Oh my God. The baby was late like me. She was giving me a taste of my own medicine, and I think she was in there for like 42 weeks. I was done.
No, you were so done when I was with you, and I think it was like just past your due date, and we were talking really just like about your pregnancy. I was very, very newly pregnant when I was doing your podcast, and so I was like trying to ask you all of these questions, and you were telling me about how crazy big your boobs have gotten, how you felt so tired and exhausted towards the very end.
It's really hard. And the swelling of the body and the ankles is like so crazy. And Michael would be like, and I'm sure you can relate to this too, what's wrong with you? And I'd be like, what's wrong with me? Anyway.
It's also like one of the things that people have really asked a lot about when it comes to this series is just people talking openly and honestly about life before, during, after baby, but especially body, because obviously you gain weight when you're pregnant, and you've been so open about your life before, during, after baby, but especially about getting used to a new identity after you had your daughter, and also weight gain, how to deal with your, you know, with the changes in your body and hormones. So I want to talk about that, but I also as a side note, want everyone to know that throughout my pregnancy and especially leading up to my labor, I blew up your phone so much because I was asking you literally everything you could possibly imagine to prepare.
I don't know anything. What's so funny is I never looked at Pinterest. I never read a book about pregnancy. I am not the like go-to on pregnancy. I am just winging it.
I know, but you're just like so honest about it, which is what I think is so great and what people is like refreshing for people is like you talked really openly about like how to prepare your body for labor, how to prepare vagina for labor, how to talk about sex and pregnancy, life after pregnancy, like all these different things. And then weight gain during pregnancy and after, which people don't really talk about because everything is always about like bouncing back after baby. And you were really open about that very publicly. So it's something that I think people really enjoy hearing about because it's so refreshing.
There was no bouncing back for me after baby. I'm still not bounced back. And she turns one on Tuesday. I do not know what all these celebrities are talking about chasing their kids around and breastfeeding and the weight falls off. That did not happen for me.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if I missed like a memo or if I did something wrong, but I, you know, eat pretty healthy. And yeah. I'm pretty into wellness and it was not easy. It's still not easy. I still have to lose 15 pounds.
Oh my God, you look amazing though. But I think it's just knowing that like all of that takes time and that there is this pressure on women to like bounce back really quickly after baby. And I remember when you posted on your Instagram a picture of yourself and you were like, listen, like there's so much pressure to bounce back after baby. I think you said you gained 55 pounds during your pregnancy and you also talked a lot about, you know, hormones, which I think was really interesting because you had thyroid challenges, right?
So I lost when I left the hospital, like, I think 20 something pounds mm-hmm. right away. And I was like, right. Oh, this is going to be easy. Cause I lost it really. And then my phone said low battery. And I thought, oh, okay. Then the rest is just going to fall off. Like everyone says. You know, you breastfeed, you're good. Yeah. That is not what happened. I don't think I lost 1 pound for months and months and months until 6 months. And I was so postpartum and I had so much anxiety and a little bit of depression looking back too, which I had never experienced. So I was just stuck and I was wearing the same clothes every day. I was like barely making it to like more than a 2-minute shower if I was lucky, like was just not taking care of myself. And I went to a hormone doctor that a friend recommended me and she tested my hormones, which was the best thing I did. And the reason I say go to a hormone doctor and not a regular doctor is because a hormone doctor is going to look at every little tiny facet, not just like your overall blood work. And it turned out I had a low thyroid, number one. And if you have a low thyroid and you don't know, you feel tired and depressed and fatigued all the time and you can't lose weight. Even if you ate nothing all week and you walked and worked out, you still would not be able to lose weight because it just really screws everything up. So I got that under control. And then I also was low on testosterone and progesterone. So I got that under control. And then she had me implementing a lot of D in the morning, a lot of D vitamin, which is obviously so good right now with COVID. And doing those four things in a month, 15 pounds. And I do want to say fell off because that did fall off from the hormones. Right. So I do have, like I said, still 15 pounds more to lose to get to my pre-pregnancy weight. But the hormones definitely helped. And this conversation, I think sometimes a lot of people don't have it because it is a sensitive conversation.
Right.
And I'm not saying anyone needs to be any weight, but for me, I feel the best at a certain weight. I feel the most energized. I feel less anxious and depressed. And so I'm just like trying to be the best version of me, but that looks like something different for everyone. I would recommend whether you're pregnant or not to go get your thyroid and hormones checked. I'm telling you, it was absolutely life-changing and balancing my thyroid out. I have so much more energy and clarity. So I would recommend that.
Legend. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
That was definitely a question from people, was just like, do you recommend people get their hormones tested before pregnancy and after pregnancy? Because you're, I mean, anyone who's been pregnant knows that your hormones go through a crazy ride during pregnancy, but especially after pregnancy. I mean, I had like a crazy hormone crash, you know, like 10 days after I had my daughter. And it was just like, you don't really know, because nobody really talks about the hormone aspect of it. You hear you're hormonal, but like, what does that mean? Does it mean like you're hormonal like you are when you have your period, or is it something completely different?
No one talks. I couldn't believe, because I didn't do any research, that I gave up essentially my body for 9 months, like just like gained so much weight, like my husband didn't have to do anything. And then we walk out and you have the baby, and then you also are giving up your body to breastfeed too. Like, it's right. Not like you can go have a glass of champagne or two. Mm-hmm. You have to go breastfeed. And so that was wild to me. And then I couldn't believe how low I felt when I had such a good, easy pregnancy up until the last couple of weeks. So I feel like someone needs, and this is so good that what you're doing right now. So this is so needed. It's so important for women to talk about afterwards. No one talks about the fact that it sucks for a little bit. And you can be simultaneously so grateful and happy that you have this beautiful baby, but also have other feelings. And I think that is the unlock of what needs to be talked about more.
How did you know that what you were experiencing after you had Zaza, how did you know that was hormone related and not just like, oh, this is, you know, normal? Like, how did you actually know to go get your hormones tested?
I knew I felt like shit. I knew I had postpartum anxiety, like OCD from postpartum that I never had. Like, even like thoughts like entering my mind, like, there'd be like a knife on the counter. And I'm like, what if that falls like on the baby? Like thoughts that I maybe wouldn't have had, that like the knife would have never fell because it was in the middle of like the counter, like just weird. It's called something. It's called intrusive thoughts. Like I was having like things that like I never experienced. And I'm very, very in tune with myself. I spend a lot of time reflecting and being still and meditating and breath work and all these things. And so I'm very intuitive with being able to step outside and be like, there's something off. So it was definitely a pronged approach. The hormones was one thing. I went to a Chinese medicine doctor who was absolutely amazing. She has me on all these herbs and she tests each organ. And there was some things like with my heart, nothing serious, but like I needed heart support. So she put me on herbs for that. Herbs for postpartum. And then the other thing I did, and I haven't talked about this too much, but I definitely will because it seems like there's interest. I microdosed mushrooms 3 times and that was like, that took it away. Like I would say if I had 100% postpartum anxiety, the first time I did it, it took it to 50%. The second time I would say 70%. And the third time it was gone. And that was
let's explain what microdosing mushrooms is.
I'm shooting heroin now. It's not like that.
Okay. Explain microdosing mushrooms to people so they understand that.
Oh my God. Look at my extension, you guys. I have to get like, oh, it's always something.
Looks good.
I don't want you guys to have to stare at that. Okay. So microdosing mushrooms is something where you do a small dose of psilocybin. And I am no expert at this either. Like I'm not trying to be an expert on this. And I read the book, How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan. And it really goes into the science behind it. And I don't want to speak on the science. I feel like you have to go do your own research and be your own guru on this. I listen to a lot of podcasts. Joe Rogan has tons. A lot of really smart, successful people had huge unlocks with mushrooms. And I had heard from a lot of successful people that taking a small amount expands your mind and opens it. You don't like get high where like you want to like, you know, dance on a table naked. That's not what it is. It basically just opens your, I guess think of it like this. Say you have tons of roads in your brain, mm-hmm. and there's stoplights at all these roads. And some of the roads have things in the middle of the freeway. And some of the roads have blockages. What it does is it opens all the roads. So things that are bothering you that you don't even know are bothering you, it examines. Things that your subconscious is thinking, there's this book called The Body Keeps Score, and it's about little traumas, like not even maybe a big trauma, it could be a small trauma. It opens the pathways for you to understand why something's bothering you. So because I had postpartum anxiety, I started to realize the things that were bothering me, and then I was able to go and fix it.
Right.
And when you're feeling anxious and overwhelmed, sometimes it's hard to figure out what exactly it is. What I would recommend if you do try microdosing is do your own research, go read a shitload about it, listen to podcasts. You can even ask your doctor about it. I mean, maybe they'll be able to tell you more. There's actually facilities that you can go do it supervised. And then I would also say, from my experience, do it in nature. Put your phone away. It's like a 9-hour thing. Do not look at your phone because the blue light, it doesn't make you feel good. And look out and go in with an intention. So my intention was, why am I having this anxiety? And it just really worked for me. And I've heard from a lot of other people the same thing.
That's wild. I have not.
And don't leave it out in your kitchen because one of my friend's kids ate one.
What do you mean?
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
One of the other big things that came up when I was asking people to submit questions was like, you are, you know, as you mentioned, really into wellness, really into health. You work out. You are constantly looking at different ways to improve your mind, your body, your spirit, and being patient with yourself in your process and over the past almost 1 year of, you know, your body after baby, your mind after baby. How were you patient with yourself and also gentle with yourself? Because you talk about that also just on your social media channels. And I think that's easier said than done for a lot of people.
It's so hard. You do have to be patient. I didn't start seeing any changes with all of these things I'm talking about until 6 months. And that's a long time.
Right.
And why it's so frustrating is that I am the type of person when I'm upset about something, I go to my partner and my husband. And I'm so used to him understanding where I'm coming from. And this was something that he can't understand. He's a man. He hasn't had a baby. So he was like, you know, why can't you just snap out of this? And it's not, you can't snap out of it. So being patient, but also like you said earlier, taking the time for little things, like adding in Wim Hof breath work for 10 minutes every day has been absolutely life-changing. Putting time on my calendar to read, not overbooking myself. I started saying no. I don't do anything anymore that I don't want to do. And that can include going to coffee with someone I really don't want to go to coffee with, or committing to an interview that I don't really want to do. It's like cutting the fat and the toxic energy. And with COVID, it was easier to do that because obviously not everyone's running around anymore. And I would just say like a lot of warm food, Ayurvedic food, like soups and coffees. I made the mistake of eating like an acai bowl every single day for a month after I gave birth. And looking back, I would not have done that. I would have done warm foods. But just little tiny things that you can fit into your day and make a habit are very helpful.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel like, especially right after you have a baby, you can't work out. And of course, for people who, you know, exercise is a part of their life, it makes you feel good. People who can't necessarily jump right back and start working out because your doctor tells you you can't, or you just don't have time, you have other kids, adding in these little things that you're recommending. I mean, you do a great job of that on your social media of just being able to have daily rituals, but maybe you could talk a little bit more about some daily rituals that you've found to be really helpful, especially in your postpartum journey.
Number one, and this is a mistake that I think happens a lot, I think when people get cleared to go to the gym, they go do these high intensity workouts.
Right.
And when you're postpartum, you need to be very fragile with yourself. And one of the things that I was in tune with was not raising my cortisol. And when you're going to a spin class where the instructor turns the music up, that's rap music, to the loudest volume, and she's screaming at you or he's screaming at you, and everyone's hitting towels, that is so much cortisol. I actually think it's doing the opposite. I actually was noticing that I would gain weight in like my stomach area from something like that. So low cortisol workouts, number one. And that for me is Pilates. I just did on the floor before this, literally in these clothes, the Skinny Confidential body app. It's like 28.
Yeah. It looks amazing.
Also I do Melissa Wood Health. She's amazing postpartum. If you need like a workout, like her workouts are so relaxing. And then while I work out, I like to, I turn down the instructor, put on like Bossa Nova, which I'm listening to right now. And then I'll put on a podcast. So I feel like I'm learning something. I also love to stand in front of red light. I told you Wim Hof breath, that has been an unlock postpartum. I do it every single day for 10 minutes. It's become a habit and it's way better for me than meditation. And what I did is I read this book called Atomic Habits. How to make a habit is you have to attach it to something. Mm-hmm. So for instance, I now have a habit every day that I take a freezing cold shower for 3 minutes, but I attach the freezing cold shower to the Wim Hof breath. So every time I do the breath, I know, okay, now I'm going to do the shower. And every time I do the breath, maybe I do it in front of the red light. So it's about attaching those little habits that you can multitask with that make a big difference. A freezing cold shower is life-changing if you have depression or anxiety. That's another thing. It's going to get your blood flow going, the lymphatic system. Wim Hof said, he came on our podcast and said, the key to health, if you don't want to get sick, is to breathe and take a freezing cold shower. Now, no one wants to do this because it sounds too simple,
right?
But it is that simple. So that scheduling reading time, so important. I think being able to read and listen to podcasts and taking walks, and also time off your phone. Like I have days where I don't post anything. I just go silent and I get off my phone and put it away and read a real book. Staring at your phone all day, you know, sometimes when you're on Instagram and you end up on your brother's, sister's, grandma's, daughter, like it's just not productive. So
yeah.
Cutting anything that ups your cortisol. And that's one of the reasons that we moved here, is because where we were living was like just chaos all the time. And during my pregnancy and afterwards, I was craving more simplicity and nature and like getting back to the basics. We're on our phone all day long. Like when I'm at my home, I want it to be a sanctuary. So that's how we're treating this next chapter. But those are just micro level tips.
Well, I think that they're really helpful for a lot of people, especially because a lot of them are really easily accessible during COVID days where people can't necessarily go out and do something. These are all things that you can do really from your home, or, you know, safely taking a walk outside. Those are all things that go along with what you're suggesting people do that aren't necessarily jumping back into a high intensity workout or a spin class to get your body back, but really also focusing a lot, which I love that you do, on your mind, body, and soul, that being such a big part of it. Because, you know, if the body, you know, to get to a good place, and another big thing, which I know you mentioned before, but I want to mention again, is we're not saying you have to be a certain weight or look a certain way after you have a baby. It's all about what feels good for you, yes. What, where you feel your strongest and your healthiest. And that's, you know, I think it's also important to know that that can be different than what it looked like before you had a baby, because yes. Life looks different and the amount of energy that you need to output every single day looks different. So, you know, being open to changes with your diet, with your routines, with what your exercise might look like, what food you might be reacting to. That was also a really big thing that I think, you know, a lot of people don't really know, is that all these things change after you have a baby. And for some people, they can go back to normal. But for a lot of people, you know, a lot of things under those categories change, and you need to take time and give yourself time to feel them out. It's not
instant. You couldn't have said it better. Yeah. It better.
Thank you. I think also, I mean, I know you and Michael are really, I love being around you guys because you guys are so brutally honest about just each other and the dynamic between each other. But I think it's also interesting for a lot of people to be able to know how their partners can support them. Because as you said, you leave the hospital and you're like, I just, you know, spent 9 months growing this baby and we're walking out, and now, you know, you have to breastfeed, which I'm breastfeeding as well. And it's just like, it's amazing, but it's also totally different than I thought it would be. And you have to carve out different parts of your day to make sure that you stay in a certain routine, and then you get blocked ducks. And it's like a whole, it's a whole different thing than I had imagined, but I love being able to do it. But maybe you can offer some examples of things that may have worked or did not work between you and Michael postpartum.
Michael is an amazing father. He literally, I would say, did 70% of the work, especially because I was so postpartum that he did 70% of the work. I can say that he will do anything, which is amazing. But he was not used to me feeling the way that I was feeling postpartum. Mm-hmm. And that rocked him. He's used to me like handling it, like masculine energy, you know, dealing with it. Like he was like, kind of like, what's
an
going
adjustment. On? Yeah.
And he admits it. He like, we had a therapist on the podcast and he kind of apologized to me because he like, was like, why can't, I don't understand. Like what's like, you have everything you need, what's the problem? And I think that's another thing that needs to be talked about, is how the partner can support the mother. Definitely. Because the mother needs support too. I think that I would say I'm really lucky, like I said, how much he helps with the baby. He's very good with that. But he could have been a little bit better, and I think he will be the next baby, or I'll chop his dick off. with me postpartum.
Yeah. You mean just being a little bit more gentle with your healing process and your hormone process.
Yeah. He thought everything was like back to normal the second I gave birth.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's like a very common misconception, is because I think, you know, even for women, I mean, men especially, I think, you know, you think you go into the hospital, you deliver your baby, you come home, maybe have a few days of being, of adjusting, but then it's kind of like, okay, so, you know, now we have a baby, but like, let's go back to who you were before that, or who you were when you were pregnant. And it's, you know, takes a little
Michael
bit of time.
Michael tried to have sex with me like the day after I had a baby. Like he was like, what's wrong? Like go back to normal.
Yeah. So being patient, I think, is like a good, being patient and gentle with women. And it's funny because I was, I remember coming home from the hospital and I was talking to my mom, and I was actually talking to a couple of friends, including you, who just had babies, and talking about this whole new world, which our parents didn't have, of paying attention to what the mother's needs are, the mother's healing process, that recovery, and how it is such a different time to have a baby, which is such a gift to us to be able to have people talk about, you know, the recovery of a mother or how moms are doing, and not have it just always be all about baby. And you know, cause the baby is getting used to the world and life, and you're getting used to having the baby, but also your body's going through a recovery process, which is important to focus on as well.
You're doing that, which is so amazing. because I guarantee you, and you know, you could ask your mom this, but there wasn't these conversations happening, I don't think, 20 years ago.
No, definitely not. Yeah. No, I think that that's why, like, you know, I would ask my mom about a lot of things when I was pregnant, and she would be like, I think that's what happened. Oh yeah, that definitely happened. Or no one was really talking about that when I was pregnant. So it's a totally different world, but I think it's important. And I'm so grateful that you took the time to come on here and talk, because I think it's such an important thing to be open about is, you know, life after we're having a baby, body after baby, which is something to, you know, get used to. And even you're almost a year postpartum, but it still is like, you know, you're learning something new about your body. There's, you know, things to focus on with pelvic floor. There's different changes in your body. There's, you know, hormone adjustments. There's so many different things that are new that you're just constantly, I feel like, discovering every single day between you and your baby, but also just you as a new person.
I remember my heels being cracked when I was 42 weeks pregnant. And I literally looked at Michael and I'm like, every fucking facet of my body has been affected by this. Your boob, yeah. Your butt, your vagina. It's like, it's overwhelming. I don't care how much preparation that you have. By the way, if you have cracked heels from pregnancy, do baby foot. Baby foot is
amazing. What's that?
It's this like Ziploc bag that you put over your feet for an hour. And it has like all these like different potions and lotions in it. And you take it off and then your feet peel like a snake for 3 weeks and it gets off every speck of dead skin. And it's so satisfyingly disgusting, but it works so well. And that helped me with cracked feet. But the point is like, it really is every single facet of the body. It's a yeah. lot.
Yeah, no, it is definitely a lot. And I think being able to have people like you as like a support system in these times of just being able to ask, you know, open and honest questions and also get such great information for people to be able to listen to and learn from is so helpful. And everybody, I'm sure, will go and try baby feet because that sounds amazing. I mean, I don't even have cracked heels, but I kind of want to try it. Oh, you are saying it's amazing.
To give all your skin off and let it shed, it'll shed it. I think if you Google baby feet after this, you'll see there's all these pictures online. Kim Kardashian did on her story.
And, yeah.
And she was like, it was shedding everywhere. It works so well. So definitely try that. And I just want to acknowledge you for doing this because I think it's so important. And I think you're going to help so many people by talking about all these different things that happen pre, during, and post pregnancy.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, thank you so much. I'm so excited to come visit you guys there. It's going to be so amazing. I'm so happy for you guys. And I loved your podcast explaining why you chose to move. I thought that it was so great. And I think speaks a lot to a lot of people about what is going on in the world right now. And as always, you spoke to a lot of people today about life after baby and just being able to be gentle with yourself in that process. And I'm so grateful to know you and to be able to have you as a fellow mother resource.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. And you have an open invite to come back on our podcast whenever you want. Catherine's been on twice, you guys, if you want to listen to her episode.
I have. And I feel like between those two times there's been so much change that's happened in both of our lives. It's been like crazy from the first time I came on to now. It's wild.
Yeah, I would love it. Come back anytime. Come to us and we can do it here in nature.
In nature. I love the nature part. Thank you.
Bye, you guys.
Give Zaza a kiss. Bye.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.